Hello, everybody out there. This is Pastor Mike Gordon, and I'm glad that you joined us. This is what would be called the number one extra cut. Now, for those of you who are just kind of curious and you're wondering what this is all about, the extra cut is a time that we just take a few minutes to examine what had taken place on Sunday when we were preaching. A lot of times when I get preaching, I have a set of notes that I like to bring along. And sometimes the sermon that I speak and the message on a Sunday morning is different than what happens in the notes. It's funny how the Holy Spirit will do that, and things will come up, and stories that I have, I don't actually say. And some of them, I add certain things that aren't even in my notes. And so the extra cut is perhaps that time when we can examine, maybe take that extra couple of minutes to observe how God spoke in the morning service and what he has to say to us week after week. Now, I have Bryce Martindale with me, and he's going to help me with the whole process, and we can kind of talk together and discuss a few things that had happened on Sunday morning. Bryce, how's it going?
It's going pretty good. Sun is shining, kind of, and the day's going pretty good.
Excellent. So Bryce is going to help me with a number of points, and sometimes it's nice to have another person who has a different angle of things, and here I am up speaking. Sometimes you have a person who thinks of different things when the message is going. So what we were talking about the last Sunday here on December the 2nd was the start of our series called Unwrapping Christmas, and the first part is talking about the exact timing of God. Timing is a huge thing, I believe, in God's economy of things, that God is very organized in everything that he does. And Christmas is an extreme example of the fact that God moved in the exact timing. And one of the things that I said on Sunday as I was introducing is the fact that every single person has a timing story. I talked about the time with my father-in-law when his business was at a point where he needed rain. And so what happened was, at a time when he was at a conference, he talks to someone just as he's leaving, and it was the right person who had the right abilities to change things, and something had taken place. And so perhaps as I'm talking about this, you may have a timing story, and you may be thinking about, Bryce, do you have a perfect timing story of anything that happened in your life?
Perfect timing. Well, as cliche as it was, actually the perfect timing was for me, where the Lord worked in my life, was when I actually gave my heart to the Lord back in like 2011. So not actually that long ago. I was living a life that wasn't very Christ-like, to make simplest terms. And then the Lord just, my best friend showed up in my place and he said, "Hey, you're coming to this youth conference with me and you have no choice." So I went, and as I was there, the Lord just gave me this crazy vision. I won't go into too much details for that because it's a longer story. But basically from there, everything that led up to the point, I'd been depressed, all of these things. And God just used all of that at that moment to bring it all out. And yeah, it was just that night, I think it was a Saturday night service. All of a sudden, I started crying. And I was pretty emotional, but I didn't cry that much. And he just showed me everything that I had done wrong and how my life was going in the wrong direction. And after that, I was just like, this is it. It's all about you, Lord. And so that timing, for like where it had been a few years earlier, I would have probably rejected it because I was like, it wasn't that bad. Had it been a few years later, I don't know. But the timing for that was perfect, that Bryson just showed up to my door, and I probably wouldn't have gone had he not done that. So
that's great how God moves in ways, and he uses people along the way. The one thing I've always found about timing stories is that we always like to celebrate the good timing stories. Mm-hmm. But sometimes it seems like God should be working and he should be coming and he doesn't. And so what I have found, and one thing that I said in my notes, is that we'll celebrate the good times, but sometimes we get confused in the bad times. And what I have learned over a number of years in ministry is this, is that the story hasn't unfolded until the very last stroke of the brush. And so you might be going through a time which is extremely difficult, and you're saying, timing, let me tell you about timing. Things are not going my way. Timing is not going my way. But the thing is, we have to allow the Holy Spirit to move in every situation. And at the end, I think it comes around, but sometimes it's real difficult to go through that process. Now, in the message called The Exact Timing of God, one of the things I had mentioned was the fact that the very Christmas story reveals the fact that God's timing is perfect, that he had not spoken through the prophets for like 400 years. There was kind of a time where there was absolutely nothing that God was saying, But there were a number of things that had taken place. At that time, the people had kind of come to a more monotheistic form of thinking, that there was, the people believed in one God rather than a whole bunch of different gods. That Alexander the Great had come and he had created a common culture. The Romans had come along and they had created a form of peace throughout the whole world. And not only that, they had created Roman roads. And because the Jews were dispersed at this time, the gospel was a perfect time, or the birth of Christ was a perfect time for the gospel to start and for the gospel to be spread. And it just shows that even the incarnation, Christmas story, basically tells that in the fullness of time, God comes and he ministers. And so there's lots to take from that. Bryce, have anything to add to that concept and thought?
Not too much right there at the moment. There's a few things I got for later on, but
oh, do you? Excellent. That's perfect.
But not quite on that point.
I know that was something that was key for me.
Yeah.
And it's funny how sometimes certain things and aspects of the gospel story, like, it hits me like, wow, this is incredible. And sometimes we begin to realize that God's timing has been in something, and you don't realize it until, you know, weeks, sometimes months, that God was working at that particular time, and you didn't even realize that he's moving. Sometimes we're not cognizant of the fact that God's timing is happening until perhaps something happens years down the road. So, anyways, there's the fact that there's a relevance to God's timing that I thought was kind of interesting, and this is one thing that I have found. That when you are seeing God move in your life, you will often notice that God is the one who takes the first step. And sometimes you think that God isn't working, when all along he is working in that process. And so how I respond to the timing of God will greatly indicate how well I'm doing spiritually. And so I believe that the one of the most important things that I have to do is submit to the timing of God. So those are some of the things that I kind of wanted to add to the equation. Anything that you needed to add, Bryce?
Well, I think there's something that you mentioned when I was listening to your podcast, because I wasn't able to be there on the Sunday. But it was actually like the first Christmas with Christ versus before Christ. Mm. And so, like, I believe that's what you meant. Like, for, like, this is something that stood out to me, where it was like it made me think back to when I first gave my heart to the Lord. Well, it would have been in November, and so I remember my family is a little chaotic sometimes, not always the most like some families actually in general. And I remember, like, that first Christmas, there was one song, like, our family was arguing and, like, someone said, and, like, my emotions rose and I was like, ah, I was just not in a good mood. And normally I would shut down for the rest of the night. I would just be quiet. That's it. Or I'd get mad at people. Where this Christmas, I remember I took my iPod, because there wasn't, like, all this phones and everything at that point. And I sat on a couch and I listened to Jesus Culture. I had just downloaded some music from Jesus Culture onto this iPod, sorry. And it just soothed me. And so rather than being upset and letting that ruin my night, and I didn't realize until I heard, like heard you say that, I'm like, wow, Christmas is different for me now, ever since Christ entered into my life. And so that was one where I'm like, oh, I think maybe that hit a few other people like that, yeah, too. So,
yeah, I think ultimately we need to look at the fact that God is continually working in our lives.
Yeah.
and I flow so much by my emotions sometimes, and I shouldn't. And that hit home to me when I began to do a little bit of studying, and I came across the story of Buck O'Neill, and for those of you who don't know who Buck O'Neill is, he was a player that Ken Burns used for his documentary called Baseball, which is probably one of the best documentaries that are out there. And he had so much reason to be bitter. Here's a guy who had raised up, was probably one of the best players of his era, but could never ever be noted for it because he was black. And as he began to talk and tell the stories of the people who were coming up, and you realize that here's a guy who had missed an opportunity. And so when he had opportunity to vent bitterness, he didn't. And being a Christian man, he realized, I was born at the right time. And I went through all of this stuff, and perhaps I didn't get the notoriety or anything like that. But ultimately, God is in control. And I believe the times when I celebrate him, when his timing is good, it's wonderful. I also believe that the times that I grow the most is when all of a sudden it doesn't seem like God's timing is in there. And I still say, you know what? I was born at this time. You were born to minister to people in this area. You were born in this country for a specific time. You were born in the class that you are and whatever you're going through in Manitoba, Brandon, Manitoba, or wherever you are listening to this podcast from, that God is working in you. He is not making any kind of mistakes. Mm-hmm. And so in the process of the timing, he is trying to make you more like him. I'm not too sure what you're going through. I'm not too sure what life's curveballs are throwing at you. All I know is that he's always there. And maybe this is the reason that God has got you listening to this podcast or this extra cut at this time. Anything to add, Brad? Brad? Bryce?
Brad. Hey. Brad. Hey, Brad.
Hey, Brad. How's it going, Brad? Well, Brad was just in here. He's gone. Now I'm talking to Bryce. Bryce, yeah, got anything to
actually,
add?
That was actually Brad just a little bit earlier. He's not here anymore. Bryce here now.
Your alter ego, Bryce.
my alter
Brad.
Ego. I actually found it funny. I started giggling a little bit there when you started talking about that, like the bitterness, because actually that's exactly what my next note, kind of what stood out to me was like the bitter, you have a choice to be either bitter or better. And depending on how you know God, I believe that's how you put it in your notes, or how you said it. Depending on how you know God will change the outcome of it. Mm. And so if you see God as this person, he's trying to just triumph over you, right? You're going to break. But if you understand like, no, I was created for this. And that even though if I make mistakes, God's going to use me anyways, right? You can choose to get better rather than bitter. And so I just thought that was a really awesome play on words. And then you just said the story. Not even planned with that. And I was like, oh, there we go.
It's God timing.
Is it good timing or God timing? Yeah.
Exactly.
So I just thought that was great. So yeah, I just loved that when you said that, because I think that can probably resonate with a lot of people. It's like you have two choices in life. You can either choose to stay bitter, which unfortunately a lot of people do, or go forward and get better. It's kind of like coming from a sport background. Yeah. That was the choice you made. When you lose, everybody wants to win, but you learn from losing as well, right? And you can't always win. So when you lose, you've got a choice to make. You can either say that's it, or you can go and be better. And so the next time it comes, it's not as bad.
Just like that statement. In every situation, you'll either get bitter or better, and the difference is an I. Well, that is Unwrapping Christmas, the extra cut, and that was the exact timing of God. Our next one is going to be the part two in the series, Unwrapping Christmas, is going to be the extravagant generosity of God. And so hopefully you'll join us for that. God, I just pray that you will minister to everyone who is listening to this portion of the extra cut. I pray, Lord, that it will minister to hearts and lives, Father, because we know when we trust in you, you make all things right. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks. God bless.